extravagant love. Jesus loves us, me and you, extravagantly. And I ask you to go on a short meditation with me on today's gospel. Use your imagination and your senses to put yourself in the scene. Imagine we're at Bethany at a dinner party with Jesus and Martha and Mary. And Martha is serving. Smell the food. Hear the sounds of the dinner party. Lazarus is there, whom Jesus raised from the dead. And many are believing in Jesus because of him. And the chief priests are plotting to kill him as well. Feel the tension. Mary takes out a jar of costly perfumed oil, and she anoints Jesus' feet and dries them with her hair. Smell the oil. Feel the tension building further as Judas and others are shocked and angered at the display of extravagant love of Mary. Now ponder, are we bringing people to Jesus like Lazarus just from them simply looking at us and knowing that we are followers? Are we being extravagant in our love for Jesus like Mary? If the answer is yes, we need to turn to Jesus and ask for the grace and the strength to continue that and to grow more extravagant. And if the answer is no, then we need to turn to Jesus and ask for the grace and strength to grow in that extravagance of love. Because Jesus loves us extravagantly. And all he asks is that we love him extravagantly in return. God bless.